Today's daf is Menachas daf Yud Zayin, and we are 12 lines from the bottom of daf Tez Zayin Amid Beis, moving along in some of the most lumdish dafin, not only in Masechtas Menachas, but in Seder Kachim. So the topic of the daf has been the halachas of pigel, specifically as it relates to a karban mincha. So pigel means a kohen was doing one of the dalet avodos hachashuvos. So if it's a karban, it was shchita kabbalah halacha or zrika. If it was a mincha, it was kmitza, putting the kohenets into the klisharis halacha or haktara. And he had a machshava to do achilas mizbeach or achilas adam chutz lezmanoi chutz mkoymoi chutz lezmanoi. The carbon is pigel. Not just that, if somebody eats from the carbon, he'd be chayiv karis chutz mkoymoi. The carbon's going to be pasul. However, there's not going to be a chiyuv karis. We've seen during the course of these very lamda shadafin that the more accurate definition of avoida as it relates to pigel is not that a kohen was doing one of the dalet avoidos hamaakvos hakapara, but rather the kohen was doing one of the dalet avoidos hamatirois. The lashon haGemara is bedvarim hamevien lidei achila akasaf medaber. The Gemara says that in the context of describing the avoida the kohen was doing while he had the machsheves pigel. In other words, a carbon has parts of it that become mutter once the avoidos are complete. If a kohen was doing one of the dalet avodos hamatirin that amater basr lachira emurim legevaya koymetz lehaktara shiare minochis lachila and had this machshava chutzos mani chutzim koymoi, the halacha is it would be chal pigel. Now, what at first glance would therefore emerge from the Gemara is that shchita kabbalah halacha and zrikar are all matiros bedvarim hamivin leachila klasa medaber and kmitza, putting the koymetz and the klisharis halacha and aktara, are also matiros. Stating that, we saw a very important Gemara yesterday where the Gemara says that when it comes to a carbon, only the zrikas matter, and when it comes to a mincha, therefore only the aktaras hakoymetz and the aktaras halavoyna is matter. Shchita, the Gemara says, being that it's a bala kaddish, halacha treats it like a matter. Because kol bala kaddish kabala hatur dami. But really, if you want to be accurate, only the zrika, only the aktaras hakoymetz and the aktaras halavoyna are matiras. How then do you understand the idea that you could be mafagel during shchita, kabbalah, and halacha if they're not matiras? And the criteria, the prerequisite is bidvarim hamevien lidei achila kasam adaber. So what's this havana that you could be mafagel during shchita, kabbalah, halacha? So we said that you have to say some sort of lundas that even though they are not the matter, but they're avoides in the matter, because the dam is the cheftza that's matter, and shchita, kabbalah, are all avoidos in the heftza of the dam. Being that the koimitz and the lavoina are matiroi, so the kimitza and putting the koimitz in the klisharis and the hilachar are avoidos in the matter, which is the koimitz. Regardless, however you want to say the lamdas, you could say it more simply also. The bottom line is, bidvarim hamivin lidei achila kasa medaber, the chashivos of shchita kabbalah hilachah zrika and its counterparts in mincha as it relates to machsheves pigel is not the fact that they're avoidos, but it's the fact that they are matiros. Now, taking it to the next level, and this is important for this morning's daf, is that not only is the havana of pigel that you're being mechashiv during a matter, but the havana is that you're being mechashiv during an avoides hamater about the thing that avoides hamater is going to be matter. So in the context of a carbon, shchita, kabbalah, ilacha, and zrika are matter what? They're matter basra la'achila, they're matter emurim le'mizbeach. Therefore, if you're mechashiv to do an achilas basar chutzos mani chutzim koymai, while you're doing the avoida that's matter the achilas basar, or if you're mechashiv to do an haktara chutzos mani chutzim koymai, while you're doing the avoida that's matter the haktara, that is machshavas pigel. Where it gets a little trickier is when you talk about shvicha shirayim and zrika, that's Reb Chaim's lamdas, mechashiv me avoida la avoida that we spoke at the end of daf yudal, at the end of Friday's daf, but that's not for this morning. But the simple havan of pigel is that you're doing an avodas hamater and you're thinking about the thing that the avodas hamater is going to be matter, but you're having a bad machshava, a machshava zara. You're thinking that that thing that this avodas hamater is going to be matter, when it is mutter, I'm going to eat it or be makter it in a very, very inappropriate way. I'm going to do it either chutzlis manay or chutzlim kaimei. That is machsheves pigel. The same is true for the mincha. The dalet avodos hamater the shiori mincha. The matter being makter the koimetz or being makter the levoina. So I'm doing the kmitza and I'm thinking that I'm going to eat the shiori minochis chutzlis manay, chutzlim kaimei. Being that the koimetz is a matter. Again, only the haktar is the matter, but it's an avoida in the matter. It has some yichus of being a matter, and I'm thinking about the thing that it's going to be matter. Chutzas matter, chutzas koimetz. That's the idea of pickle. Additionally, we saw the machlokes remaining the chachamim whether mefaglim bechatzi matter or im mefaglim bechatzi matter. There's many applications to this machlokes. The Mishnah, the Masechtas Menachos, daf Tezayin and Aleph. Yesterday's daf mentions three. The Gemara brought a brisa that already mentioned the fourth. The most simple one we're learning Masechtas Menachos now is the case of a mincha. Most menachos had a chelik of koimetz that had soilus and shemen in it that went on the mizbeach, and there was also levoina that went on the mizbeach. It was the two haktaris together that were matter the shiori amincha. Thus, each haktara for itself is a chatzi matter. So if somebody had a machsheves pigle while he was makta the koimetz, but not while he was makta the levoina, or while he was makta the levoina, not while he was makta the koimetz, according to Rameir, mefaglim bechatzi matter, it's going to be pigle. According to the chachamim, ein mefaglim bechatzi matter, it's not going to be pigle. The yisoid of Rameir shita, we said as a gemara in Zvachim daf kufyura man aleph, it's that Rameir holds that the haktoras hakoimetz in and of itself is matter. It's a chatzi matter, but it actually is matter half of the shirayim. Which half? Breira. But it's matter half of the shirayim. That's really the basis of Shitas Rameir, because he holds that the koimetz is mishra shari. The chachamim hold a half a matter does nothing, or at best it's only miklash kolish. Qualitatively, it somehow diminishes the level, the echos of iser. But in terms of something physically being mutter when you're only makter the koimetz, nothing really happens. Thus, Rameir holds a chatzi matter is matter chatzi. Therefore, it makes sense. It could be mafagel. The chachamim hold the chatzi matter doesn't do anything. At best, it's miklash kolish, but not more than that. As a result, you can't be mafagel bechatzi matter. Stating that, we saw that even though the chachamim hold a mafagel bechatzi matter, but they agreed that the carbon is going to be pasul. It's only with regards to the chiyuv karis they hold a mafagel bechatzi matter pasul. It's going to be. What's the reason? Tosfos Vachon Daf Membeis Amud Beis says that it's gzeira. It's gzeira. The Rabbanan Rameir Simcha said maybe it's gzeira atu shalei lishma. Some of the ray that we spoke about yesterday. Either way, these have been some lamda shadafin. And today's daf might be the cherry on top. This might be the lamda shadaf with the hey hayadiyah. Either way, says the Gemara, 12 lines from the bottom of daf tezayin amud beis. Hikta shumshin, lechol shumshin, a koyin was being makter the koimetz, and he was makter a shumshum at a time. Now, literally, a shumshum is a sesame seed. He wasn't being makter sesame seeds. He was being makter a karban mincha. But he was makter the mincha like the shear of a sesame seed. He literally took a mashahu at a time, and he was makter. And he had a machsheves pigle while he was doing this interesting haktara. And the machsheves pigle was lechol shumshim, to eat the shiori mincha, but he had a mind that he's going to eat kashir shumshim. Ad shekola koimetz kulay. And at the end, he did shumshim, shumshim, shumshim. He was very patient, and eventually he was makter the entire koimetz with a machsheves pigle. But every single haktara was a haktara shumshim, with a machshava to eat the shiore mincha kishir shumshum chutz lezmane. Is it pigle or is it not pigle? Says the Gemara, Rav Chizda v'Rav Hamnuna v'Rav Shesh. Is chadam a pigle? V'chadam a posel? V'chadam a kosh? Says the Gemara, Leib, mandam a pigle. It would seem to say at first glance, the mandam says that it's pigle k'rem meir. He holds mefaglam b'chatzi matter. So if you're makter shumshum, you're mefaglam b'chatzi matter. Mandam a posel k'rabona, who hold a mefaglam b'chatzi matter. But at the same time, it's possible. Umanda Amar Kosher, who's the third Manda Amar? Kerebi. Rebbe discussed if somebody would shecht one of the Kifsei Atzeres, not both, one, each one is a Chatzi Matar, and he would have in mind to eat a half a Zayas of the Shtei HaLechem that the Kifsei Atzeres were Matar. So Rebbe said that being that you only did a chatzi matter, and in the chatzi matter you only thought about a chatzi shir, the halach is it's going to be kosher. So that's really what happened over here. The shumshum is a chatzi matter because the shir haktar is the koimetz. You thought about a chatzi because what's the shir machshava for pigol kezayas? So it's literally Rebbe's case. So that would be the shita that holds it's kosher. But the Gemara says, "Mimai dilma adkan lekam Rameir hasa." Maybe when does Rameir hold mefaglim chatzi matter el dechish b'shiuroi? That's only if you mechasha b'shiuroi. What's Rameir's classic case of chatzi matter? You were makter the koimetz and you had a mind to eat a kezayas of the shirayim. You were makter a full koimetz and you had a mind to eat a full kezayas. The reason it's a chatzi matter is because the koimetz is only matter together with the levoina. But at the very least, you were doing a full avoida and you had a mind, a full machshava. Aval hocha deloy chishay b'shiuroi, over here where you only were mechashev in a shumshum, loy, that kind of come to Rabbanan Hassan. Maybe when did the Rabbanan say, in mefaglam b'chatzi matter el deloy chishay b'gula? That's only where you weren't chishay b'gula. You only did a Haktaras Hakoymes. But over here, even though you did it a shumshum at a time, but at the end of the day, cumulatively it added up. So you ended up being mechashiv in the entire matter. So Hachanami the Pogel, maybe it would be Piggle. And finally, Vatkan come a Rebbe Hossam. And it's true that Rebbe holds that if you did one of the Kifsei Atzeres, which is a chatzi matter, and you had to mind the chatzi zayis, it's not good. That's also the lehoder malya meyosevoida. That's where you didn't finish doing the job. Abul hachad other malya meyosevoida. Hachanami the apostle. Maybe over here would be apostle. Says the Gemara, you're right. At first glance, we thought that this three-way machlokes amiram is totally in these three shittas that the last few dafin have been circulating around. The Gemara says no. Elamanda amar pigul deviyakol. The manda that says it's pigul in this case could be going according to everybody. Umanda amar apostle deviyakol. Umanda makasha deviyakol. Meaning, if there's no hechrich that this Machloikis Amayram has anything to do with the Machloikis Ramey and the Chachamim, whether Mefaglim Bechatzi Matter or A Mefaglim Bechatzi Matter. And also, there's no Hechuk to say that Rebbe Shita has any application to our sugi. What then is the machloik? It says, he was going, whether you hold Mefaglim Bechatzi Matter, A Mefaglim Bechatzi Matter, what's the aside of his halacha? Kasavar, he holds, Derech Achila Bekach, Derech Akar Bekach. It's normal to sit down and eat for a regular person a shumshum at a time. Some people nibble on their food. And therefore, being that it's considered okay, it's considered normal, when a person has a machshava that he's going to eat the shiore mincha, chutz lizmane, a shumshum at a time, it's considered a machshava spigel. Because he was mechashev to eat kederach achila. Not just that, viderach aktara bekach. It makes sense in the world of aktara, sometimes people are makter one shumshum at a time. As a result, the aktara that the kohen was doing was a real aktara. So he did a aktara, because derach aktara bekach. He had a machsheves pigel, because derach achila bekach, that's a regular machsheves pigel. Manam apostle, the reakol. Manam the test apostle, he says, I'm also going according to everybody, because over he holds derach achila bekach, the ein derach aktara bekach. And really, the punchline is, the ein derach aktara. By achila, we have the gears of derech achila bekach. But if you look in the parentheses, ain derech achila bekach. It doesn't really matter. What really matters is ain derech haktara bekach. It's not the derech to be makter shumshum at a time. Being that you can't, people are not makter shumshum at a time, you can't have a machshavas pigel while you're doing such a haktara. Because in order for pigel to be chal, you have to be doing kosher avodos. Atche yikrevu kol matirov. Kartzos kosher kachartzah as possible. You have to be doing a kosher haktara. And being that it's not a kosher haktara, because ain derech haktara, because nobody's makter this way, the machshavas pigel never took root. Stating that, the carbon's possible. Why? Because he didn't do haktara. Because ain derech haktara bekach. So because ain derech haktara bekach, it's not pigel, but also because ain derech haktara bekach, it's possible. Because he never did a good haktara. Mandam ha-kosher divrei ha-kol, the mandam that says kosher divrei ha-kol, kosova derech haktara bekach. It is derech haktara. So therefore, he did do haktara the kohen, even though he did it a shumshum at a time. Ain derech achila bekach. But at the same time, it's not derech achila. Therefore, the haktara is a good haktara. The machsheves pigel is not a machsheves pigel. You have haktara without the pigle, it's going to be kosher, very simple. So this three-way machlokes has nothing to do with Rebbe and the Rabbanon and Rav Meir. Rather, it boils down to derech achila bekach, derech haktara bekach, ein derech haktara bekach, derech achila bekach, etc., etc. Either way, says the Gemara, a classic. Again, this is a classic when you're learning Zvachim Menachis, Bi'iyun. Amri, says the Gemara, Charifi de Pompadiso, the Charifi de Pompadiso, said a tremendous chiddush. They said, haktara mefageles haktara. A koyim was being makta the koimitz. And while he was being makta the koimitz, he had in mind to be makta the levoina chutz lezmana. Said the Charifi the Pumpadisa, it's pigle. Again, the Kohen was being mocked to the Kohenitz, and while he was being mocked to the Kohenitz, he had a Machshavas pigle. What was the Machshavas pigle? That he's going to be mocked to the Levoina Chutz Lizmane. Says the Charifi the Pumpadisa, that's pigle. He's doing an Avoida, Haktaras HaKohenitz. He had a Machshava to do an Achila Chutz Lizmane, that's the Haktaras HaLevoina. Thus, it's going to be a Machshavas pigle. Said the Charifi the Pumpadis, Vafilu the Rabbanon, Damri Eim Mefaglim Bechatzi Matter, even according to Rabbanon that hold, Eim Mefaglim Bechatzi Matter. So you would think at first glance, this shouldn't be Piggle, because Aktaras HaKoimitz is a Chatzi Matter. The Koimitz and the Levoina together make up the complete matter that is the Haktar. Hanamili, when is that true? Hechad Chishu Beba Shirayim, when did the Rabbanon say their halacha of Eim Mefaglim Bechatzi Matter in the context of Aktaras HaKoimitz? That's if the Machsheves HaPiggle was in the Shirayim. But the Koim wasn't thinking about the Levoina. Lecha, the Chishe Lablavoina. But if the Kohen was thinking about the Lavoina, Kemad, the Chishe Bebekule, Matadami. Over there, even the Rabbanan are going to be Moida, that there's no problem with Emefaglam Bechatzi Matar. Because even though the Kohen wasn't doing the complete Matar, but between the Avoida that he was doing and the Machshava that he had, he covered the entire Matar. In other words, the Harifi, the Pumpadisa said a phenomenal Chiddush that's a game changer in the Lamdis of the Suya of Eim Afaglam Bechatzi Matar. The Rabbanan have a Shita that if a Koyim was doing the Avoida of Haktaras Amincha, he was mak to the Koyim and had any mind to eat the Shirayim Chutzazmane. So you'd say it's Pigol, say the Rabbanan no. Because being that the Haktaras Koyim has a counterpart, known as the Haktaras Levoina, and it's the Haktara of the Koimitz and the Levoina together that are matter the Shirayim Lachila. It's for that reason the Haktaras HaKoimitz is viewed as a Chatzim Matter, and the Haktaras HaLevoina is viewed as a Chatzim Matter. The Rabbanon hold in Mefaklim B'Chatzim Matter. As a result, it's not going to be Pigel. Said the Harif of the Pumpadisa, the only time the Rabbanon said their halach of in Mefaklim B'Chatzim Matter is precisely in their case, where during the Haktaras HaKoimitz, the Koim was thinking about Achilas Shirayim Chutzlazmane. But let's say the Koim was thinking about Haktaras Levoina. There the halacha is, it would be a machsheves pigel, and there wouldn't be a problem of mefaglam b'chatzim matter. Aye, what do you mean? Again, it's the same aim of mefaglam b'chatzim matter. He only had the machsheves pigel while he was being mocked to the koimitz. He didn't have the machsheves pigel while he was being mocked to levoina. To the contrary, while he was being mocked to the koimitz, he thought about being mocked to levoina. The teretz is, for aim of mefaglam b'chatzim matter, you don't need that you should be doing the avoida while you were doing both halves of this matter. But if you were doing a chatzim matter and thinking about the other chatzim matter, that's enough chalois of the other matter in this machsheves pigel, so that we can now combine, we can be mitznareth the chatzim matter that I have while I'm doing the avodah with the chatzim matter that I was thinking about. That together gives me the entire matter, and that addresses the issue of Eim Mefaglam B'Chatzim Matar. Unbelievable Chiddush. Oh my, Rav said, even though it's such a big Chiddush, I think I've arrived in the Mishnah. Zeh HaKlal, Kol HaKoyim Mitzvah Noisim B'Kli V'am Moilich V'am Makter, Lechol Dovash Adaki Lechol, Lehakter Dovash Adaki Lehakter, Chutzim Koyim Yipasav Eim Ekarz, Chutzim Zmani, Pigel B'Chayyab and Olav Karz. So the Mishnah summarizes very nicely the laws of Pigel as it relates to a Mincha. If somebody was doing the Kmitza, or you put the Koyimitz in the Kli Shares, he was Moilich, he was Makter. Those are the four dalet avoidos as it relates to a mincha. And he had in mind a machsheves pigel. What was the machsheves pigel? Lechol dovoi shedarkoi lechol, ulahakter dovoi shedarkoi lahakter. And he had in mind either achila chutzlazmane or aktora chutzlazmane. And the halach is pigel v'chayovan olav karis. Now says the Gemara, Rava, my love aktora dumi dahanach. It sounds like that the machsheva of lahakter chutzlazmane works in any one of the dalet avodas hamincha. If you're doing one of the dalet avodas hamincha and you had in mind either achila chutzlazmane or aktora chutzlazmane, what's the kasha? Bishloima, if you're doing one of the avodas and you had in mind haktora chutzlazmane, I understand. But if I was doing haktora and I had in mind aktora chutzlazmane, then l'chura, there's a problem with emefaglam b'chatzi matar. My love aktora dumi dahanach. Ma hanach bein lecho bein lahakter. Af aktora bein lecho bein lahakter. But the Gemara says loy. Hanach bein lecho bein lahakter. Aktora lecho lin lahakter loy. It could be as relates to the of machshava of achila vir enachinami all dalet avoidos. You can do and have a machshava of achila chutzlazmane as it relates to haktara. If you hold eim mefaglam b'chatzim matar, you'll have to have the machshava both when you're being makta the koimitz and when you're being makta levoina. But the point is, if you're doing avodas haktara, maybe you can't be mechashav in haktara. Why not? Simply because if you hold eim mefaglam b'chatzim matar, then you can't be doing one haktara and thinking about the other haktara. You have to be doing both haktaras always in order to be able to have the machshavas pigul. Regardless, the chiddush of Harifi the Pumpadisa is that even according to the rabbanon that hold matter, so that if you had a machsheves pigel while you were being mocked to the koimitz, it's not pigel unless you were also mechashev while you were being mocked to the levoina. That's only if the machsheva was achila shirayim. But if you were mechashev in the aktara, so you would be mocked to the koimitz, and you had a mind to be mocked to the levoina chutzlazmanoi, even though the aktara's hakoimitz is a chatzim matter, there would not be an issue of emefaglam mechatzim matter. Says the Gemara, Yosef Rab Menashe Bar Goda Kemid Abaya, v'Yosef Vekomem Mishmei Rav Chizdos. Rab Menashe Bar Goda was sitting in front of Abaya, and he said, I want to tell you a halacha that I heard from Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said, Ein haktara mefagelas haktara. That if a kohen is doing the haktara, he's doing the haktara, sakoimetz, for example, and he had a mind to be makter de levoina chutzlazmanoi. It's not pigol. And Rav Menashe Bar Goda continued. He said, Rav Chisda said, even according to Rav Meir that holds Mefagel Mechatzim Matar, that's only if you're Mechashev in the Shirayim. The Koimitz Matar to do. And that makes sense. Because the Haktoros HaKoimitz is Matar the Shirayim. And even though it's only Chatzim Matar, but Rav Meir holds Mishrashari, so it is Matar. And being that it's Matar, you could be Mefagel even in the Chatzim Matar. Aval Hoch over here, where you would be Matar the Koimitz, and you were thinking about the Haktoros HaLevoino, the Koimitz Lav Matar the Levoinohu. Over here, the Koimitz is not Matar the Levoino. Loi Matzim Mefagel Bay. Then there's no way in the world to be able to have this Machsheves Pigel. In other words, Rav Menashe Bar Goda said that I heard from Rav Chisda just the opposite of the Harifi the Pompadisa. The Harifi the Pompadisa said, Haktoros Mefagel Saktara, that if you had a machshava to be makta the levoinu chutzlazmani, why you be makta the koymitz chutzlazmani? It's going to be pickled even according to the rabbanon that old aim of angle mechatzim matter. I hold just the opposite. I heard from Rav Chisda that Rav Chisda said that even Rav Meir that holds mefagel mechatzim matter is going to disagree, because the only time Rav Meir holds mefagel mechatzim matter at the end of the day, the basic principle of pigul is that you're doing a matter and you're thinking about the thing that it is being matter. That was the very important intro that we spoke out before this morning's daf, because the only way the dynamics of pigul are, I'm doing a matter and I'm thinking about the thing that it's being matter. The koimitz is never matter the levoina. I mean that the koimitz is never matter the levoina. So how could I be mechashev b'shas haktoras hakoimitz about the levoina? So in your case, Harifi the Pompadisa, even Rav Meir, who holds mefagel mechatzim matter, is going to agree that ein haktor mefagelas haktoras. So Abaye, here's what Menashe Bar Goda said in the name of Chisda. Abaye wanted to know the origin of this halacha. I mean, he wanted to know if this was Rav Chisda's own halacha, or maybe Rav Chisda heard it from his greiser Rebbe. Who is Rav Chisda's Rebbe? Rav. So Amalei Abaya. So Abaya tells Rav Menashe Bar Goda, Oni Mori Mishmed Rav. Did Rav Chisda say over this halacha in the name of Rav? Amalei In. He said, yeah, he said it in the name of Rav. Itmanami, Om Rav Chisda, Om Rav, Ein Haktoro, Mefagelos Haktoro. Om Rav Yaakov Aridi, Bishmeida Abayo, Afananami Tonino. So Rav Yaakov Aridi said, I have a postscript to this story, because I heard Abaya, after he heard this big Kiddush, Abaya said, I'll bring you a ride from a Mishnah. Shochadach, Amanak, Vassal, Nachem, Menul, Demachor. If a Koyim was bringing the Kifsei Atzeres, and he shechted one of the Kvasim, Lechol, not from the Shtei Alechem, that was the last line of the Mishnah, Dav Kazayin, Aman Aleph, but rather Lechol Mimenu, to eat from the Kivsei Atzeres themselves. So what's the halacha? Who pigle? The carbon that he had in mind to eat from his pigle, v'chaveir kosh, lechol mechaveir lemachar. What if the Kayan was bringing one of the Kivsei Atzeres and he had in mind to eat from the other? Chutzlis manoi. Then the halacha is shneim ksherim. They're both going to be kosher. My time, what's the reason? La mishum the kimid la matter didehu. Being that each keves is matter the basar of its own carbon, but keves A is not matter the basar of Keves B. So if you're doing the avoid in Keves A, you can't be a mefagel in Keves B. So too over here. The koimitz is not matter the levoina. So in aktor, mefagel is aktor. How could I have a machshavas pigel in levoina while I'm doing the avoid in koimitz? So Abaye said, after all this, I think there's a raya from our Mishnah, the last line of the Mishnah, after Zayin of an hour, but the Gemara says, loy hasam, hud loy ikva b'chad mana. It's very different. The two kvasim, even though they're ma'akvois ahadadi, so there is something connecting them, but physically they're not connected. They're two independent sheep. But over here with the Kermits and Levina, they sit in the same klisharis. I would have thought you should look at it as one. That's the Chiddush, Kamash Malon. The bottom line is, what we end up with is a machloikis between the Harifi, the Pompadisa, and Rav, whether Haktara Mefagelos Haktara. According to the Harifi, the Pompadisa, the halach is Haktara Mefagelos Haktara. Afilu the Rabban and the Amri ain't Mefagel mechatzim matter, and according to Rav, ein haktora mefagelas haktora. Afilu the Rav Meir da Amar mefagel mechatzim matter. The Gemara thought it had a raya from a Mishnah to Harifa the Pompadisa. We were daicha there. The Gemara thought we had a raya to Rav from a Mishnah. We were daicha there. What we left with is a machlekes. We'll get back to this momentarily and speak out some raid. But first, another tremendous yisoid. Amar Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna said, Hamilsa avloli Rav Chanina. I heard the following halacha. So I'm about to tell you what halacha. And I want you to know I heard this from Rav Chanina. And it's so gishmak. V'tekilali, Rashi says, chavivali, kekuli talmidoi. This next halacha that I'm about to tell you is as gishmak to me as everything else that I ever learned combined. So this is like the most gishmak a piece of raid I ever heard in my life. Okay, were waiting with bated breath. Hikter koimitz lahakta levayna. You need some serious background in Zvachim HaMenachis to appreciate what Rav Hamnuna appreciated. Either way, if a koyim was makdir the koimitz lahakta levayna vilechol shirayim mamachar. Whoa. So he had two machshavos. He was being makdir the koimitz. He had a mind to be makdir the levayna chutzlazmani and to eat the shirayim chutzlazmani. Pigel. Then it's going to be pigel. So the previous Gemara was discussing where a Kayan was makta the Kaimitz and he had a mind to be makta the Levayna Chutzlazmani. That was not this Geshmaka Halacha that Rav Hamnuna heard from Rav Chanina. But rather, he was discussing where he had in mind B'shas the Akhtaras HaKaimitz two machshavos. Number one, to be makta the Levayna Chutzlazmani, and number two, to eat the Shirayim Chutzlazmani. Says the Gemara, Maikamashmon. What's essentially the Chiddush of Rav Chanina? Says the Gemara, "I haktar mefagelas haktar k'mashmulan." If the chiddush was that haktar is mefagelas haktar, which was the chiddush of the charifi, the pumpadisa lema hikter kaimis lahakta levoy. Let him just say that. Why do you have to have two machshavos? Why do you have to think both haktaras levoyna and achilas shirayim? Let him just say hikter kaimis almanas lahakta levoyna. It's going to be pickle. Now, in mefagel mechatzim mater k'mashmulan. If the chiddush is that you can be mefagel mechatzim mater, I mean the chiddush is the second thing that he said that b'shas haktaras hakaimis you can be mechashiv and because halacha is like Rameir mefagel bechatzim matter lema hikta kaimis lachos shirayim lamachar. Again, why do you say both for? Then he doesn't need the first thing that he said. And each ravayu kamash malon, if he's coming to say two chidushim, that's what's so geshmak. Number one, charifi the pumpadisa. Number two, mefagel bechatzim matter. That's wonderful. But lema hikta kaimis lahakta levoina. Oy, that's really the way you have to read this. The way Rashi explains it, lachos shirayim lamachar. That means either one will be a machshav espigel. If you're a machashav lahakta levoina chutzlazmani, it's a machshav espigel. Why? Charifi the pumpadisa. If you're a machashav lechol shirayim chutzlazmani, it's going to be a machshav espigel. Why? Rameir, mefagel mechatzim mater. But it's not mashma that way. It's mashma. Rav Chanina said you need both. That if you're a machashav both lahakta levoina chutzlazmani and to eat the shirayim chutzlazmani, then it's going to be pigel. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Ada Barahav, loyelum kasavar, it's muchrach. There's only one way to understand Rav Chanina. Rav Chanina held ein haktara mefagelos haktara. Like Rav, not like the Charifi the Pumpadisa. Vein mefagel mechatzi mata, like the Rabbana, not like Rameir. Vashani hocha, but he was saying a chiddush that if you take zero plus zero, you end up with something. If you take two machshavos that in and of themselves are not machshavos pigel, because hikter koymetz almanas lahakta levoin is not a machshavos pigel, because ein aktar mefagel saktar afilu Rameir. And hikter koymetz almanas lechel shirayim is also not, because talach is like the Rabbana and ein mefagel mechatzi mata throughout Shas. But over here, if you had both machshavos, you were mechashev both to be makdil the levoina chutzlazmani and to eat the shirayim chutzlazmani. Over here, it's going to be pigel. Why? Veshani hocha de poshtole machshava bekula mincha. Because over here, you, between the avoda that you were doing and the machshavos, lashon rabim, that you had, you covered the entire mincha. You would be makdil the koimetz. You thought about the Akhtaras HaLevoina and the Achila Shirayim. You literally hit for the cycle. You covered everything. You got every single possibility. You covered the entire mincha between the Avoida that you're doing and the Machshavos that you had. That's already a Machshavos Pigel. So you're right. Hikter koimetz amanas lahakta levoina. No. Hikter koimetz amanas lahakta shirayim. Oichnish. But hikter koimetz amanas lahakta levoina vil lechol shirayim. Being that between your avoida and your machshavos, you have everything covered, that will be a machshavos pigel. Obviously, it's something that is tzorich beer. We do what we do. Says the Gemara, Tani Tanik Amedra Rav Chizavet, which is Govaiter, of course. Tani Tanik Amedra Rav Yitzchak Bar Abba, Hikter Koimitz, Lechol Shirayim. If somebody's Machter the Koimitz, and he did it with the Kavona, Lechol Shirayim. So again, Hikter Koimitz, Lechol, every case has its own nuances. You got to go through them carefully. Hikter Koimitz, he'd be Machter the Koimitz, Lechol Shirayim. The Divrei HaKoil, Pigel. Now, could that be true? The Divrei HaKoil, Pigel? Of course not. That is Rameir and the Chachamim 101. That is the backdrop of the Machloikis of Mefaglum Bechatzim Matar, or Ein Mefaglum Bechatzim Matar. So, fake the Gemara, Divrei HaKoil Pigel? Va Miflok Pligi. Ella says the Gemara, Eimo, the Divrei HaKoil Possel. Not the Divrei HaKoil Pigel, Divrei HaKoil Possel. Because even the Chachamim that hold, Ein Mefaglum Bechatzim Matar, but they are murdered that it's Possel. So the Gemara says, however, once you're editing the Braisa, this is just a good question that, you know, very often you could think. And, you know, once you're going to edit the Braisa, make a taste to edit this way. Maybe edit it another way. The Gemara doesn't usually ask that question. Here the Gemara asks the question. Then once we're going to go down this road and we're going to amend the Braisa, then how do you know to amend the word pigel and switch it to pasul? Lema hareze pigel. Instead of changing the word pigel to pasul, keep the word pigel where it is. Just change the word divrei hakol to the words hareze. Velema hareze, keep pigel over Rameir. And just say that the price is going according to Rameir. So the Gemara says, Tana divrei hakol asnuya. The Tana said divrei hakol. The Tana didn't say hareze. Now you're going to tell me the Tana said pigel. The Tana didn't say pasul. Pigel be pasul michlefleh. Hareze be divrei hakol loy michlefleh. And on that note, Hadron Aloch, a festa perik hakoimitz as amincha. But before we go weiter, we have to speak out a little bit of rage, just in case the daf wasn't hard enough. So we have to do our hishtadlus and our contribution to make sure that this stuff is as lumbish as it could possibly be. No, but all kidding aside, just one ha'ara that my brother Mo shared with me last night. It's a kasha from Reb Kiva Eger. It's a mesechtes zvachim daf membeis. The context over there is a very important mishnah in Perek Beis Shammai, where the mishnah discusses a carbon pigle. So you have a carbon pigle. You did shchita, amanas lechel basar chutzal zmani chutzal kaimai. Amanas lahakdere murim chutzal zmani chutzal kaimai. A classic, a pigle 101. It's not a chatzi mater. It's not charifi de pompadisa. It's a very straightforward case of pigle. The Mishnah says that just because a carbon is pigle doesn't necessarily mean that every single aspect of the carbon, if one eats, will he be chayiv karas for. There's certain parts of a carbon pigle that if he eats those parts, he's going to be chayiv karas. But there are parts of a carbon, if he eats those, he's not going to be chayiv karas. And the Mishnah says, Eilu dvarim she'im chayavan alei mishum pigel. Ha-koymetz, v'ha-kitoyres, v'ha-levoyna, u-minchas koyanim, u-minchas koyim mashiach, v'ha-dam, v'ha-nesochim ha-boim bifnei-atzim. So the Mishnah gives a short list of parts of a carbon, where if they're part of a carbon that's pigel, which means pasul, v'chayavan alei karas, but if somebody would eat that particular part of the carbon, he wouldn't be chayiv karas. Now, what's unique about that group? What's unique about that group is considered a dvarim she'ein lehem matirim. So when you learn Yerideh Taruvas, familiar with the concept of a davar she'yesh lehem matirim, davar she'ein lehem matirim. So here the word means something else. In that context, it means something that could be mutter, doesn't become batal. Over here it means something that has a matter. So any part of the carbon that has a matter, for example, basar of a carbon has a matter. The dam is matter, the basar l'achila. The avodah sadah. A murim has a matter. The avodah sadah ma matter, the imurim leha ktara. These things do not have any matirim. And being that they don't have any matirim, if somebody would eat any one of those things, the halacha is, he would not be chayiv pigel. One of the things mentioned in the Mishnah is levoina. The Mishnah says, levoina is a davar she'ein loy matirim. And being that it's a davar she'ein loy matirim, it's on the outside looking in as it relates to being a part of the carbon, where if somebody would eat from it, he would be chayiv karas. Freit tais sakasha, the imtoimer. I don't understand why the Mishnah assumes that levoina is a davar she'ein loy matirim. And says tais like this, I know it's true that there were two avoidos that were done with the koimetz. Two ikar avoidos. There was kemitza and there was aktara. And that's poshit that the aktara's akoimetz was not matter the aktara's alavoyna. How do I know that? Because the halacha menachos is that you can flip the order. You don't have to be makter the koimetz before the levoyna. If you want, you can be makter the levoyna before the koimetz. Even though the seder always mentioned this first, the koin was makter the koimetz, then he was makter the levoyna. But really, if he wanted to, he could have been makter the levoyna before he was makter the koimetz. So from that standpoint, the koimetz wasn't makter the levoyna. Thus, you can make the case that a levoyna doesn't have a matter. What exactly was matter? But says Tosfos, I think that's poshit. Nira says Tosfos, that although you can be makter the levoyna before you were makter the koimetz, but you can't be makter the levoyna before you did the actual kmitza. So visualize the setup of the mincha. You have the klishares, you have the soilus, shemen, you did the belila and the yitzika, you did the avodas that you had to do, and then on top of that you have the levoyna. Could the koyim, before he even did the kmitza, take the levoyna, do the likat levoyna, walk into the mizbech and be makter it? Or at the very least, do we say the kmitza has to be done before the haktaras alavoyna? Says Tosfos, mikom makom, koydem ha-kmitza, vaday nira de'en la-haktira. It's pasha to me, says Tosfos, that you can't be Mata the Levoina before you do the Kemitza. If that's the case, says Tosfos, doesn't it sound like the Kemitza is Mata the Levoina? Because if you have to do the Kemitza before you Mata the Levoina, shouldn't that by definition mean that the Kemitza was Mata? If the Kemitza was Mata, the Levoina is a Dovah Shiesh Lamatir. So why does the Mishnah say if somebody eats the Levoina of a carbon pig, he's not going to be Chayv Karis because it's a Dovah Shiesh Lamatir? I think it's a Dovah Shiesh Lamatir. It's true that Haktaris HaKoimitz is not being Mata the Levoina, but the Kemitza itself is being Mata the Levoina. Because you cannot be makdir the Levoina before you do the Kmitza. Thus, it sounds like the Kmitza is matir the Haktara, right? Matir and makdir. The Kmitza is matir the Haktara Salavoina. So, Lachur Tzadavar, Sheesh Lamatir. Azay Zak Taisvus. Says Rab Kiva Eger, you have to be Medayik Lashonai Hazav Shal Taisvus. And this is Akasha, this is vintage Reb Kiva Eger. Says Reb Kiva Eger, Tosfos said in Svara that you can't do the Haktara Salavoina before the Kemitza. Thus, Tosfos held that the Kemitza sounds like it's Matter the Levoina, so Tosfos didn't understand why Levoina is considered Dovah She'en L'Matir. But what was Tosfos' Lashon? Tosfos' Lashon was, I'll read to you the entire Tosfos just to get the big picture. Vim Toimar, Vare Levoina, Hakoimitz Matira. Va'afo Pisha Yochel Lahaktira Kaidam Hakoimitz. Even though you could be Matter the Levoina before the Koimitz, Kedama Bakoimitz Zuto, Mikomokim Kaidim Hakemitza Vadai Nira De Ein Lahaktira. But I think it's Pasha to me, says Tosfos, that you Zecher cannot be Makta the Levoina before the actual Kemitza. Says Reb Kiva Eger, it sounds like Tosfos had no raya. Tosfos didn't know for sure that you can't be Makta the Levoina before the Kemitza. Tosfos just held that way in Svara. He was pretty self-confident, but Omi Svara, Vadai Nira, the key word is Nira. Nira means, I think, I'm pretty sure, Vadai, I'm positive, but Nira, all in the world of Svara, of Amafurish Araya, says Reb Kiva Eger, Tosfos clearly didn't have. Because if Tosfos had Araya, he would have brought Araya. Just like Tosfos brought Araya in the beginning, that you could be Makta the Levoina before you Makta the Koimitz, if Tosfos had Araya, that you can't be Makta the Levoina before the Koimitz, Tosfos would have brought Araya for that as well. Tosfos, I know you could be Makta the Levoina before the Koimitz, Kedama Ba Koimitz Zuta, but as it relates to being Makta the Levoina before the Koimitz, I don't have Araya, but Vadai Nira, I'm pretty sure that you could. Fake Reb Kiva Eger. Tosfos says no raya. I have a raya. I have a mafurish raya. What's the raya? Menachas Daf Yud Zayin Aman Aleph. The sugi of Charifi the Pumpadisa. Hey, Reb Kiva Eger. In the sugi of Charifi the Pumpadisa, we had a machloikis. We had a machloikis between the Charifi the Pumpadisa and Rav. Haktara mefagalas haktara or ein haktara mefagalas haktara. Charif the Pumpadisa said a chiddush. Even according to the Rabbanan, that whole ein mefagal bechatzim matter. But if the coin was being makted the koimitz and he had a mind to be makted the levoino chutz lizmanay, even according to the Chachamim, that whole ein mefagal bechatzim matter. But here, being that you thought about the other chatzim matter, that creates the entire matter. That's enough. And the halach is it's going to be a machsheves pigul. Rav argued. Rav said just the opposite. Just the opposite. He said, even according to Rameir that holds Nefagla Mechatzi Mater, Ein Haktara Mefagala Saktara. Why Ein Haktara Mefagala Saktara? He said, because the only time you can have a Machsheves Pigel is if I'm doing a Mater and I'm thinking about the thing that it's going to be Mater. Over here, you were being Mater the Koimitz and you were thinking about the Haktara Salavoina. The Haktara Sakoimitz is not Mater the Haktara Salavoina. Vahra, you can be Mater the Levoina before the Haktara Sakoimitz. It's not Mater it. So you're missing the fundamental principle of what every single pigle is. See, even Rav Meir, who holds Mefaglu Mechatzi Matter, but you still have to do a matter, and you still have to think about the nitter. Over here, you don't have the matter-nitter relationship, and as a result, it's not going to be pigle. I feel the Rav Meir. Fake Rav Ki, there you go, Kashu. What's going on over here? What's going on over here? You forgot the first Mishnah in the second parak of Masechtas Menachos? What was the first Mishnah? Machlokes Rabbi Yosi in the Chachamim. Hakoimitz es amincha. If a koyim was doing kemitza, not haktaras hakoimitz, that's charifi the pumpadisa. You were doing kemitza, which is a full matter, like Rashi speaks out throughout Menachos, because there's no counterpart when it comes to kemitza. So you were doing a full matter, a matter sholim. You're doing kemitza, and you had a mind to be makta the levoino chutzlas manoi. It's a machlokes Rabbi Yosi in the Chachamim. Rabbi Yosi says it's not pigle. The Chachamim say it is pigle. Rabbi Yosi says it's not pigle because they hold matter can't be Mefagel a different matter. And being that the Koimitz on the Levoina are two tracks, that was the Gemara Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, it doesn't work. The Chachamim argue, we paskin like the Chachamim. The Chachamim hold that Bishas Kemitza, you could be Mechashim in Haktaras HaLevoina. So Freit Rav Kivega, Rav is going Kenegan Mishnah. How could Rav tell me that you can't be Mefagel Bishas Haktaras HaKoimitz in Haktaras HaLevoina? Because the Koimetz and the Levoina don't have a matter-nitter relationship.
I hear it's a very nice svara.
But if that's the case, how do you understand the Chachamim in the Mishnah and the Yud Gimel Amin Aleph? The Chachamim said very clearly that if the same exact machshava took place b'shas kemitza, you were doing kemitza, and you had a mein haktaras alavoina chutzos manoi, it would be. But Rabbi Yossi happens to argue. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yossi. We paskin like the Chachamim. So it's a mefurish Mishnah that you could be mefagel while you're doing avoid and koimetz about the haktaras alavoina. What's Pashab Shana Rav? Says Rav Kiveger, Muzmin Zogin, there's a chilik between the Haktoras HaKoimitz and the Kmitza. The Haktoras HaKoimitz is not Matta the Levoina. But the Kmitza is Matta the Levoina. If that's the case, I have a Mefurish Gemara that says the Kmitza is Matta the Levoina. If the Kmitza is Matta the Levoina, I can't be Matta the Levoina before the Kmitza, because it's also. I need to be moderate first. What's moderate to Kmitza? It's Frank Rab Kivayger, Vazok Taisus. Vadainira, I'm pretty sure. You're not pretty sure, it's Mefurish. It's a Gemara, Daf Yizayin Amar Aleph. How else do you learn the Sugya of the Harifi, the Pompadisa, and Rab Kivayger Blives, the Darkoi, Sarach? Either way, on that note, I closed the wrong Gemara. Zok, the Mishnah weiter. The rest of the daf is a little lighter. Hakoimetz es hamincha. Hakoimetz es hamincha. If somebody does kmitzo, lechol dava shedarki lechol, ulahakter dava shein darki lechol, ulahakter dava shein darki lahakter kashim. So if Koyin is doing kmitzo, and he has a mind to do an achila, whether it's achila sodom or achila mizbeach, but he had a mind that the Koyin is going to eat part of the carbon that's not darki lechol. Which part of that? The Koimetz, or the Levoina. Or he had a mind to be makter the part of the carbon that's not darkei lahakter. That's the Shiori Amincha. Right? Part of it was eaten, part of it was put on the Mizbeach. So if you flip the order, the Aloch is kosher, but Leza says it's possible. We've had this already. If the Koyin got it right, but he had a mind, Pachas Mikazayas, he didn't have a mind this year, that too is going to be kosher. Lechol Kechatzi Zayas, or Lahakti Kechatzi Zayas, kosher, Shein Achilav Aktarim, it's Darfin. It's every part of this Mishnah, the Gemara already discussed. In fact, the last line is a Mefurish of Mishnah in the previous barak. But the bottom line is three halachas. Number one, if a Koyin had a Machsheves Pigel, but it was Lechol Dover She'en Darkei Lechol, or Lahakter Dover She'en Darkei Lahakter, Machloik is Rebelez and Chachamim, according to Chachamim it's Kosh, and according to Rebelez it's going to be possible. If he had a mind Lechol Dover She'en Darkei Lechol, Lahakter Dover She'en Darkei Lahakter, but he didn't have a mind the Kizayis, dear the Allah, everybody holds its Kosh, and if he had a mind a Chatzi Zayis of Achilo and a Chatzi Zayis of Akhtara, that too is Kosher, even though Achila and Akhtar, each one in and of itself, if you would have the proper share, would be a Machsheves Pigel, but at the same time, Ein Achila v'Akhtar mitzdafen. Am Rav Asi, Am Rav Yoichin, my time is Rav Eliezer. Why does Rav Eliezer hold that if the Kohen had a Machshava, Lechol Dovash and Darki Lechol, Lahakta Dovash and Darki Lahakta, it's going to be a Machsheves Pigel? Oh my God, you learned it from a Pasuk. It says in the parasha of Pigel, Vim Hei Ochel, Yei Ochel, Mibzar Zevach Shlov. And that, of course, teaches me b'shtei achilos akos of medaber echad achilos adam echad achilos mizbeach. And that's the makar. The machsheves pigel means you were thinking about achila. It says heyachel yeyachel shtei achilos achilos adam and achilos mizbeach. And from the fact, as we'll see in a moment, that the Torah used the word achila to describe haktara, which is a funny word because you would think the Torah would say vim heyachel and then would say lahakter. The conventional term used in the Torah to describe Haktara is Haktara. Why the Torah use Achila? My time? Medafkin Rachman al Haktara, but Lashon Achila. So Eliezer held it from the fact that the Torah in the parasha of Pigel described Haktara as Achila. The significance of that is to teach me that you can mix and match Achilas Adam and Achilas Mizbeach. Otherwise, the Torah would have used the word Haktara. It's to teach me that if a Koyin had a mind to eat a Dover Shadarke Lahakter, or to be Makter a Dover Shadarke Lechol, even though you'd think it's Shalai Kederach. But the Torah referred to each one as Achila to teach me that it's okay to be Mechashav Me'achilas Adam, Achilas Mizbeach, or Me'achilas Mizbeach, Achilas Adam. Rabbanan that argued with Rabbi Eliezer, why did the Torah use a word Achila to describe Haktara? Haidafkin Rachman Balashan Achila, to teach me something else. The Loishnaki Mechashav Balashan Achila Mizbeach, Veloishnaki Mechashav Balashan Haktara Mizbeach, to teach me that in and of itself, that if a Kohen would have a Machsheves Pigel, or utter a Machsheves Pigel, more accurately, and he would use the word Achila as opposed to using the word Haktara. Say, he would say that I'm being doing this avoida, and I'm going to have the mizbeach eat these emurim chutz lezmana. It would be a machshavas pigel. Had the Torah not used the word achila, you would think it's not a machshavas pigel, because you used the wrong word. You would think that the nusach of the machshavas pigel would have to be akhtar. From the fact that Torah used the word achila, that teaches me that the nusach could be achila. Inami, alternatively, machila bekezayis, afakhtar bekezayis. That teaches me a different halacha, that the shir akhtar is bekezayis. How do you know the shir akhtar is bekezayis? Because the Torah used the word achila, and achila is always bekezayis. So achila is always bekezayis, and here the Torah used the word achila. Here too, it's going to be Kezias as well. V'Rab Eliezer. Has Rab Eliezer know those halachas? He uses Achila to teach me that you can mix and mash. How does he know the aforementioned halachas that the Rabbanon use? And Kein Lichtev Rachman Im Heyachel Heyachel Inami Im Yeyachel Yeyachel. My Heyachel Yeyachel. So not only did the Torah use the word achila to describe Akhtara, but hey yachel, yeh yachel, that is also a diak shamed mino tarti. Amalei Rab Zeir, the Rab Asiv, itamid Rab Eliezer, mashum ha'achi, if pshat in Rabbi Eliezer, that holds. You can be mechashem me'achilas adam, me'achilas mizbech. Me'achilas mizbech, me'achilas adam, as he learns it from a pasuk, from the fact that the Torah used it, used the word achila, not a word akhtara. If that's the case, kari nami l'chayiv, you should also be chayiv koris. If you're going to tell me that according to Rabbi Eliezer, if you had a machshavas pigel of a dovish in darkei lech, a dovish in darkei lehakter, it's chorus. For atu da'amrit, but Rabbi Zera told Rav Asi, I heard you say mishmei de Rabbi Yochanan, mei de Rabbi Eliezer, shein on his chorus. Now, if the makart Rabbi Eliezer is a pasuk in the Torah, then it should be a real machshavas pigel that should even be chorus. Why did you tell me in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that the halacha is that there's not going to be a chiyuv chorus? Amalei told him back, tanoihi. It's true. Both things I'm telling you are true. It's true that Rabbi Eliezer's makar is from a pasuk in the Torah, and it's true Rabbi Yochanan said that Rabbi Eliezer only said his halacha mid rabbanon. How do you reconcile the two things? If it's learned from a pasuk, then it's deraisa. It's not mid rabbanon. There should be a chiyuv koris. Says the Gemara, it's machlekes tanoim. Ikal amanda amar psula deraisa. Ve'ikal amanda amar psula de rabbanon. When I told you that the makar is a pasuk, that's going according to mandam that holds it's pasuk mid deraisa. When I'm telling you that it's only mid rabbanon, meaning there's no koris, that's according to the mandam that holds Rabbi Eliezer holds psula de rabbanon. What's the source to this machlekes? So the Gemara is going to bring an ambiguous brisa now. It's not going to be clear what exactly is the machloikis in the brisa, and the Gemara is going to suggest that maybe the machloikis in the brisa is this shaila. According to Rabbi Eliezer, if you had a machshava of a dovish in darkei lech, a dovish in darkei lehakter, is it possible that they rise with us this chorus or not? And then the Gemara is going to be doichit in two ways. Says the Gemara, what's this ambiguous brisa? The tanya we learned in the brisa. Hashoychet es hazevech lishes mitam lemachar. If a kohen shechted a carbon and he had in mind to drink the blood, lemachar, in other words, chutz lezmanu, lehakter mi psori lemachar, or to be makter the basar chutz lezmanu, or lecho meimur, to eat meimur chutz lezmanu, what's the tzad hashava between all these three things? He's doing a davar she'in darkei b'kach. The halach is kosher. That's the Chachamim Shita in our Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer poysel. Rabbi Eliezer says it's possible. What if the kohen just had in mind not to drink the blood the next day, not to be zayrik the dam the next day? He had in mind to just leave it around. Rabbi Yehuda poysel. Rabbi Yehuda says it's going to be possible. Rabbi Lazar said, "Af bezu." Rabbi Eliezer poysel v'chacham Rabbi Shim. Rabbi Lazar the Tana. This is all part of the Brisa. So Rabbi Lazar the Tana and the Brisa says no. That case of if the Kohen had a mind just to leave the dam around, Lamachar is also totally in the same machloik as Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham. According to Rabbi Eliezer, that you don't need a davar shedarkei lecho, that's going to be possible. Whereas according to the Chachamim, it's going to be kosher. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda libe d'man. Let's focus first on Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Rabbi Yehuda discussed a Kohen had in mind to leave the dam around. Didn't have a mind to drink it, not to be zayrik it. He just had a mind to leave it there. What did Rabbi Yehuda say? It's going to be possible. Who is it going according to? Is it going according to the Rabbanon? That hold that the only time something is pigel is if you have a mind to do an achila, but an achila that's darkei bekach. Hashta says the Gemara. Ma hosam the komechash b'losh an achila machshir Rabbanon. Madach the Rabbanon hold that if you'd have a mind to drink or to eat the dam lemacher, it's going to be kosher. Hachalei koshkin. And certainly, if you have a mind to do nothing with the dam, it's going to be kosher. How can a machshava to do nothing with the dam be worse than a machshava to drink the dam? The machshava to drink the dam inevitably, bechlal masayimona, has in it a machshava to have the dam around. So if having the dam around in and of itself is a reason for the carbon to be possible, then if you had a mind to drink the dam chutz lezmani, the carbon zecher should be possible. So obviously when Rabbi Yehuda said possible, he wasn't going according to Rabban. He obviously was going according to Rabbi Eliezer. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda was saying that according to Rabbi Eliezer, that holds if you have a machshava to